Good morning, church.
Tere hommikust.
It's a great privilege to be asked to share God's word with you today.
See on eesõigus, kui mul paluti jagada teiega Jumala sõna.
And if you're new to church,
ja kui sa oled siin koguduses uus,
or you're watching online and you've never been to church,
või kui sa vaatad videost ja ei ole kunagi koguduses olnud,
please forgive us as we get excited.
Siis anna meile andeks, aga me oleme põnevil.
About Jesus today.
Jeesusest.
Amen, church.
Amen.
Yeah, we believe he is the King of all kings.
Me usume, et ta on kuningate kuningas.
He is the Lord of all lords.
Ta on kõikide isandate isand.
We're building up to Easter.
Me valmistume ülestõusmispühadeks.
And as church, we celebrate Jesus, don't we?
Ja kogudusena me tähistame Jeesust, eks ole?
Amen. As Kati said, many of you will know our family by now.
Nagu Kati ütles, et paljud teist tunnevad juba meie perekonda.
It has been a great joy to be part of Team Estonia.
On olnud suur rõõm olla meeskond Estonia osa, Eesti.
For the last 8.5 months now.
Nii viimased 8 kuud.
God has been so good and so faithful to our family.
Jumal on olnud nii ustav ja hea meie perele.
And I want to say thank you to you, church, as well.
Ma tahan tänada ka teid kogudust.
So many of you have been so incredibly kind to us.
Paljud teist on olnud väga lahked meie vastu.
We have loved being able to see what God is doing in this country.
Meile meeldib vaadata, mida Jumal teeb sellel maal.
And we are filled with faith for the future.
Ja me oleme täis usku tuleviku suhtes.
And what we can see God do, amen.
Ja mida me näeme, et Jumal teeb tulevikus.
Thank you for those of you that pray for our youth, Mayakast Noored.
Aitäh teile, kes meie noortest on palvetanud.
I left Valga this morning.
Ma tulin täna hommikul Valgast.
Where the young people have been encountering God at our youth weekend.
Kus noored on täna hommikul kohtunud Jumalaga ja eile.
We've been talking about the Holy Spirit.
Me oleme rääkinud pühast vaimust.
And it has been powerful.
Ja see on olnud väeline.
Praise God.
Tänu Jumalale.
This morning actually Benno.
Täna hommikul Benno.
The youth pastor here.
Siin noorte pastor.
He's preaching in Valga.
Tema täna hommikul jutlustab Valgas.
Some of our young people are involved in the service.
Mõned noored on samuti kaasatud.
And it's great to be in partnership together, isn't it?
Ja see on nagu partnerlus.
God's heart is for the generations.
Jumala süda on põlvkondade poole.
And it's important that we keep passing that faith on.
Ja on oluline, et me nagu jagame seda usku edasi järgmistele põlvkondadele.
To the generations coming behind us.
Kes tulevad meie järel.
And again, it's great to have the team from Belfast, Northern Ireland.
Ja on tore, et Põhja-Iirimaa tiim, meeskond Belfastist on meiega.
These people are very close to our hearts.
Nad on meie südamele väga lähedal.
And they come from my sister and brother-in-law's church where they are the pastors.
Ja nad tulevad minu õe ja tema mehe kogudusest.
Let's give them one more big Estonian welcome.
Et tervitame neid.
Well, today, church, we are going to look at the entire book of Hebrews.
Täna vaatame kogu heebrealaste raamatut.
Who's excited about that?
Kes on sellest põnevil?
Who loves the Bible?
Kellele meeldib piiblit?
We're going to try and do it in 30 minutes.
Me teeme seda 30 minuti jooksul.
Who thinks we will be successful?
Kes arvad, me saame hakkama?
Let's see. All right, we're going to start with some verses in Hebrews chapter 11.
Alustame heebrealastel 11. Peatükist.
Verses 39 to 40.
Salmid 39 kuni 40.
I'm going to read in English first for the team who are listening.
Ma loen kõigepealt inglise keeles.
And then you can read in Estonian. Hebrews 11, 39 to 40. All these people earned a good reputation because of their faith. Yet none of them received all that God had promised. For God had something better in mind for us, so that they would not reach perfection without us.
39 and 40, yeah. Ja need kõik, olles usu läbi saanud tunnistuse, ei saanud ometi kätte seda, mis oli tõotatud, sest Jumal oli meile varunud midagi paremat. Et nad ilma meieta ei saaks täiuslikuks.
Hebrews chapter 11 is an important chapter in this book.
Heebrealastele 11. Peatükk on oluline peatükk siin raamat selles heebrealastele kirjas.
The writer to the Hebrews is trying to tell us something about faith.
Selle kirja autor üritab rääkida neile usust.
We get a long list as what could be described as heroes of the faith.
Siin on pikk nimekiri usu kangelastest.
Abraham, Isaac, Jacob.
Isaac, Jacob.
Joseph, Moses, Gideon.
Joosep, Mooses, Gideon.
Samson, David and so on.
Simpson, David ja nii edasi.
And then we come to these verses.
Ja siis tulevad need salmid.
Verse 39. All these people earned a good reputation because of their faith.
Kõik need inimesed olles usu läbi saanud tunnistuse või hea reputatsiooni.
None of them received all that God had promised.
Mitte ükski neist ei saanud kõike, mida Jumal oli tõotanud.
For God had something better in mind.
Sest Jumalal oli midagi paremat plaanis.
We look at these Old Testament heroes and we think, wow.
Me vaatame neid Vana Testamendi usu kangelasi ja mõtleme, et oho.
Look at their faith.
Vaatame, milline usk neil oli.
Look at their lives.
Milline elu neil oli.
And yet the Bible is still saying here.
Aga siiski ütleb Piibel siin.
None of them received all that God had promised.
Et mitte ükski neist ei saanud kõike, mida Jumal oli teotanud.
For God had something better in mind.
Sest Jumalal oli midagi paremat plaanis.
And what was that something better?
Ja mis see parem oli?
The beginning of chapter 12 tells us.
12. Peatüki algus ütleb meile seda.
To keep our eyes on Jesus.
Et hoides oma silmad Jeesusel.
Jesus is better.
Jeesus on parem.
Because while these heroes of the faith are amazing.
Sest kuigi need usu kangelased olid hämmastavad.
And we should learn from their example.
Ja me peaksime õppima nende eeskujust.
Who is even better?
Siis kes on parem?
Jesus.
Jeesus.
God had something better in mind.
Jumalal oli mõttes midagi paremat.
Than Abraham, Isaac, Moses, David.
Abraham, Isaac, Moses, David.
And that is Jesus.
Ja see on Jeesus.
And actually the whole book of Hebrews.
Ja tegelikult kogu kiri heebralastele.
Can be summed up in just three words.
Selle võib kokku võtta kolme sõnaga.
Jesus is better.
Jeesus on parem.
Jeesus on parem. I need you to help me this morning, church. Every time I say uks, koks, kolm, you're going to say Jeesus on parem.
Uks, koks, kolm. Uks, koks, kolm. Jeesus on parem.
As we look ahead to Easter.
Kui me vaatame, ootame ülestõusmispühi.
To the children's camp this week.
Laste laagrid selle nädalal.
To the missions trip to England.
Missioni reisi Inglismaale.
Everything else that's going on in this church.
Ja kõike muud, mis toimub koguduses.
It would be good if these three words were in our heads and in our hearts.
Siis oleks hea, kui need kolm sõna on meie mõistuses ja meil meeles ja südames.
Üks, kaks, kolm.
Jeesus on parem.
Let's look at what Hebrews says. Number one, Jesus is better than the angels.
Nii, heebralastele kiri ütleb, et number üks, Jeesus on parem kui inglid.
Let's move to the start of Hebrews chapter 1.
Vaatame heebralastele kirja esimest peatükki.
Going to read verses 3-6 in English first.
Loeme salmid 3-6.
The sun radiates God's own glory and expresses the very character of God. And he sustains everything by the mighty power of his command. When he had cleansed us from our sins, he sat down in the place of honor at the right hand of the majestic God in heaven. This shows that the Son is far greater than the angels, just as the name God gave him is greater than their names. For God never said to any angel what he said to Jesus, "You are my Son, today I have become your Father." God also said, "I will be his Father and he will be my Son." And when he brought his supreme son into the world, God said, let all of God's angels worship him.
Ning kes olles tema auhiilguse paistus ja tema olemuse kuju ning kandes kõiksust oma väe sõnaga, pärast seda, kui ta ise enese läbi oli toimetanud puhastuse meie pattudest, istus au suuruse paremale käele kõrges ning sai seda ülemaks ingliteks, mida kõrgema nimeda on pärinud kui nemad. Sest millisele inglile on ta iganes öelnud, sina oled minu poeg, täna ma sünnitasin sinu või jälle, mina olen temale isaks ja tema saab minule pojaks. Ja taas sellest, kui ta toob esmasündinu maailma, ütleb ta, kõik Jumala inglid kummardagu teda.
What's the simple point from these verses?
Mis on nende salmide lihtne mõte?
Angels are amazing.
Inglid on imelised.
But how much more amazing is Jesus?
Aga kui palju imelisem on Jeesus?
It says the sun radiates God's glory.
See on öeldud, et poeg peegeldab või kiirgab isa au.
The son is sat down in the place of honor at the right hand of God.
Poeg on istunud isa paremale käele.
This shows that Jesus is far greater than the angels.
See on öeldud, et Jeesus on palju suurem kui inglid.
Let's not forget as we get excited about supernatural things.
Et kui me läheme põnevile üleloomulikest asjadest.
That it is all to point to Jesus.
Siis ärme unustame siis osutada Jeesusele.
The King of all kings, the Lord of all lords.
Kõikide kuningate kuningale ja kõikide isandate isandale.
Let's not forget as we learn more about God.
Ärme unusta, et kui me õpime Jumalast rohkem.
And what he might be doing in the supernatural.
Ja nende üleloomulike asjade kohta, mida Jumal teeb.
That Jesus is better.
Et Jeesus on parem.
We don't have time to look at chapter 2 right now.
Peatükki kaks me praegu ei vaata.
We don't have time, but if you have time this week, I'd encourage you to read it.
Aga ma julgustan teid seda lugema peatükki kaks sel nädalal.
It talks even more about angels.
See räägib veel rohkem inglitest.
And reminds us that Jesus is better.
Ja tuletab meile meelde, et Jeesus on parem.
You ready, church?
Olete valmis?
Üks, kaks, kolm.
Jeesus on parem.
Number 2, Jesus is better than the prophets.
Number 2, Jeesus on parem kui prohvetid.
Hebrews 1 verses 1 to 3.
Hebrealastele 1 salmid 1 kuni 3.
I'll read again. Long ago God spoke many times and in many ways to our ancestors through the prophets. And now in these final days he has spoken to us through his son. God promised everything to the son as an inheritance and through the son he created the universe. The Son radiates God's own glory and expresses the very character of God, and he sustains everything by the mighty power of his command. When he had cleansed us from our sins, he sat down in the place of honor at the right hand of the majestic God in heaven.
Kui Jumal muiste palju kordi ja mitmeil viisil esivanemaile rääkis prohvetite kaudu, siis on ta neil viimsel päevil meile rääkinud poja kaudu, kelle ta on pannud kõigi asjade pärijaks, ja kelle läbi ta on teinud ka maailma ajastud, ning kes olles tema au hiilguse paistus ja tema olemuse kuju ning kandes kõiksust oma väe sõnaga, pärast seda, kui ta isenese läbi oli toimetanud puhastuse meie pattudest, istus au suuruse paremale käele kõrges.
These verses that we read at the beginning of chapter 1.
Et siis peatükki, esimese peatükki alguses need salmid.
They show us in the book of Hebrews.
Need näitavad meile heebrealastele kirjas.
That Jesus is better than the prophets.
Et Jeesus on parem kui prohvetid.
Praise God for the Old Testament prophets.
Tänu Jumalale vana testamendi prohvetite eest.
Praise God for what we can learn from them today.
Ja sellest, mida me saame tänapäeval nende kohta õppida.
Praise God for prophets today.
Ja tänu Jumalale tänapäeva prohvetite eest.
And for prophecy.
Ja profeteeringute eest.
But let's remember.
Aga hoiame meeles.
Jesus is better than the prophets.
Et Jeesus on parem kui prohvetid.
Prophets and prophecy are amazing.
Profeteerimine ja prohvetid on head.
But how much more amazing is Jesus?
Aga kui palju imelisem on Jeesus?
Amen, church. Üks, kaks, kolm.
Jeesus on parem.
Number 3, Jesus is better than Moses.
Ja number 3, Jeesus on parem kui Mooses.
Hebrews chapter 3, verses 1 to 3.
Hebraastele 3, salmid 1 kuni 3.
Again, I will read. And so, dear brothers and sisters who belong to God and are partners with those called to heaven, think carefully about this Jesus, whom we declare to be God's messenger and high priest. For he was faithful to God who appointed him, just as Moses served faithfully when he was entrusted with God's entire house. But Jesus deserves far more glory than Moses, just as a person who builds a house deserves more praise than the house itself.
Seepärast, pühad vennad, taevase kutsumise osalised, pange tähele meie usutunnistuse apostlit ja ülempreestrit Jeesus Kristust, kes on ustav enda ametisse seadjale, nagu oli Mooseski tema kojas. Tema on ju Moosesest niivõrd suurema au hiilguse väärilne, kuivõrd maja valmistajal on suurem au kui majal.
Moses was certainly faithful in God's house as a servant.
Mooses oli kindlasti Jumala koja ustav teenija.
And we can look at the life of Moses and be amazed.
Ja me võime vaadata Moosese elu ja olla nagu hämmastunud.
His leadership with the people of Israel.
Seda, kuidas ta juhtis Iisraeli rahvast.
We can look at the Red Sea.
Me vaadata Punase mere imet.
These things are even mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11.
Ka need asjad on heebrealastele 11. Peatükis kirjas.
But they also serve to show us
Aga see näitab, selle eesmärk on meile näidata,
how amazing Jesus truly is.
Kui imeline on tegelikult Jeesus.
Because he is so much better than Moses.
Sest on nii palju parem kui Mooses.
Hebrews 3 and verse 3 here.
Heebrealastele 3, salm 3.
Tells us that Jesus deserves far more glory.
Ütleb, et Jeesus on palju suurema auhiilguse vääriline.
Than Moses. Amen.
Mooses. Amen.
1, 2, 3.
Jeesus on parem.
Number 4. Jesus is better than the priests.
Number 4. Jeesus on parem kui preestrid.
Hebrews chapter 7.
Heebrealastele peatükk 7.
Anybody else love reading the Bible? Yeah.
Kelle meeldib piiblit lugeda?
Don't miss this, okay? These words are so much better than mine.
Need sõnad piiblis on palju paremad kui minu sõnad.
So let's allow God to speak to us as we continue to read.
Laseme Jumalal endaga rääkida, kui me loeme piiblit.
Hebrews chapter 7, verse 23 to 27.
Heebrealastele 7, salmid 23 kuni 27.
There were many priests under the old system, for death prevented them from remaining in office. But because Jesus lives forever, his priesthood lasts forever. Therefore, he is able once and forever to save those who come to God through him. He lives forever to intercede with God on their behalf. He is the kind of high priest we need because he is holy and blameless and unstained by sin. He has been set apart from sinners and has been given the highest place of honor in heaven. Unlike those other high priests, he does not need to offer sacrifices every day. They did this for their own sins first and then for the sins of the people. But Jesus did this once for all when he offered himself as the sacrifice for the people's sins.
Oli ju palju neid, kes said järge mööda preestreiks, kuna surm takistas neil jäämast. Aga temal on selle tõttu, et ta jääb igavesti preestri amet, mis ei lähe kellegi teise kätte. Seepärast võib ta ka täielikult päästa need, kes tulevad tema läbi Jumala juurde ja ta elab aina selleks, et kosta nende eest. Niisugune ülempreester peabki meil olema püha, veatu, laitmatu, eraldatud patustest ja kõrgemale saanud kui taevad, kellel ei ole vaja iga päev nõnda nagu muil ülempreester esmalt tuua ohvreid oma enda patudeest ja siis rahvapatudeest, sest seda on ta teinud ühe korra ja alatiseks, kui ta tõi ohvriks ise enese. 28 as well.
No, that's good. Thank you. There were many priests under the old system.
Et vanas süsteemis oli palju preestreid.
And they had their place and they served their purpose.
Ja neil oli koht ja eesmärk.
But Jesus.
Aga Jeesus.
He is better than the priests.
On parem kui preestrid.
Why?
Miks?
Jesus is able once and forever.
Sest Jeesus on oli võimeline üks kord ja igaveseks.
To save those who come to God through him.
Päästa need, kes tema läbi tulevad Jumala juurde.
And he lives forever.
Ja ta elab igavesti.
To intercede
palvetada
with God on their behalf.
Jumalale nende eest.
Unlike other high priests,
teistmoodi erinevalt teistest ülempreestritest.
He does not need to offer sacrifices every day.
Ei ole tal vaja iga päev ohverdada.
He did this once for all.
Ta tegi seda üks kord ja kõigi eest.
When he offered himself as the sacrifice for people's sins.
Kui ta ohverdas ise ennast inimeste patude eest.
Jesus is better than the priests.
Jeesus on parem kui preestrid.
1, 2, 3.
Jeesus on parem.
Number 5. Jesus is better than the old covenant.
Number 5. Jeesus on parem kui vana leping.
Are you still with us?
Olete
meiega? We're doing good. We're doing good. Hebrews chapter 8.
Heebrealastele peatükk 8.
Verse 6.
Ja salm 6.
But now Jesus, our high priest, has been given a ministry that is far superior to the old priesthood. For he is the one who mediates for us a far better covenant with God based on better promises.
Aga nüüd on tema saanud seda kõrgema ameti, mida parema lepingu vahemeest aga on, mis on seadustatud paremate tõotuste alusel.
The book of Hebrews goes on to explain.
Heebrealastele kiri siin jätkab selgitamist.
That this new covenant because of Jesus.
Et see uus leping tänu Jeesusele.
That God has put his laws in our minds.
Et Jumal on pannud oma käsud meile meeltesse.
And written them on our hearts.
Ja kirjutanud need meile südamesse.
And chapter 9 of Hebrews.
Ja heebrealastele 9. peatükk.
Goes on to explain that under the old ways.
Edasi selgitab, et kuidas vanasti oli.
The high priest would have to enter the most holy place.
Ülem preester pidi minema pühamasse paika.
Only once a year.
Üks kord aastas.
And offer sacrifices for himself.
Ja ohverdama ohvreid ise enda eest.
And for the people.
Ja inimeste eest.
But Jesus is better.
Aga Jeesus on parem.
He has entered the greater, more perfect tabernacle in heaven.
Ta on sisenenud suuremasse ja täiuslikku templisse taevas.
With his own blood.
Oma enda verega.
He entered the most holy place.
Ta sisenes kõige pühamasse kohta.
Once for all time.
Üks kord.
And secured our redemption forever.
Ja kindlustas meie lunastuse igaveseks.
1, 2, 3.
Jeesus on parem.
Number 6. Jesus is better than sacrifices.
Number 6. Jeesus on parem kui ohvrid.
Hebrews chapter 9.
Heebrealastele 9. peatükk.
I'm going to read from verses 24 to 28.
Räägin salmidest 24 kuni 28.
For Christ did not enter into a holy place made with human hands, which was only a copy of the true one in heaven. He entered into heaven itself to appear now before God on our behalf. And he did not enter heaven to offer himself again and again, like the high priest here on earth who enters the most holy place year after year with the blood of an animal. If that had been necessary, Christ would have to die again and again, ever since the world began. But now, once for all time, he has appeared at the end of the age to remove sin by his own death as a sacrifice. And just as each person is destined to die once, and after that comes judgment, so also Christ was offered once for all time as a sacrifice to take away the sins of many people. He will come again, not to deal with our sins, but to bring salvation to all who are eagerly waiting for him.
Sest Kristus ei läinud inimkätega tehtud pühimasse paika, tõelise paiga eelkujundisse, vaid taevasse endasse, et nüüd ilmuda Jumala palge ette meie eest, aga mitte ennast mitu korda ohverdama, nõda nagu ülempreester igal aastal läks pühasse paika võõra verega, sest muidu oleks ta pidanud mitu korda kannatama maailma rajamisest alates, aga nüüd on ta maailma ajastute lõpul ühe korra ilmunud, et oma ohvriga tühistada patt. Ja nii nagu inimestel on määratud üks kord surra, aga pärast seda kohus, nõnda ka Kristus üks kord juba ohverdatud selleks, et ära kanda paljude patud, ilmub teist korda, mitte enam patu pärast, neile, kes seda ootavad, päästeks.
Jesus is better than sacrifices.
Jeesus on parem kui ohvrid.
He did not have to enter the most holy place year after year.
Ta ei pidanud pühamasse paika minema igal aastal.
With the blood of an animal.
Loomade verega.
But now once for all time.
Aga selle asemel ta läks üks kord.
He has appeared.
Ta ilmus.
To remove sin.
Et võtta ära patt või eemaldada patt.
By his own death as a sacrifice.
Läbi oma surma ohvri.
Once for all time.
Üks kord kõigi aegade eest.
Jesus is better than sacrifices.
Jeesus on parem kui ohvrid.
Amen.
Amen.
And again, you can read even more about that in chapter 10.
Ja peatükist 10 sa võid sellest rohkem lugeda.
But the book of Hebrews keeps on going here.
Aga siis heebrealaste raamat läheb siin edasi.
The writer continues to tell us how much more and more and more better Jesus really is.
Autor räägib meile siin järjest, et kui palju parem on Jeesus.
He tells us of some of the things that can happen for us because of Jesus.
Ta räägib meile, mis võib meile juhtuda Jeesuse tõttu.
In chapter 10 we learn that because Jesus is better.
Ja peatükist 10 me õpime, et see, kuna Jeesus on parem.
We can boldly enter the most holy place.
Siis võime meie minna julgelt pühasse paika.
Wow! In chapter 10, we learn that we can go right into the presence of God.
Ja peatükis 10 me loeme, et me võime minna otse Jumala ligiollu.
We can hold tightly onto hope.
Me võime kinni hoida tugevasti lootusest.
We can motivate one another to love and good works.
Me võime julgustada üksteist armastusele ja headele tegudele.
Because Jesus is better, we can meet together regularly.
Kuna Jeesus on parem, siis me võime regulaarselt koos käia.
We can remain faithful and trust in the Lord.
Me võime jääda ustavaks ja usaldada Jumalat.
In chapter 11, because Jesus is better.
Ja peatükis 11, kuna Jeesus on parem.
We can live by faith.
Siis me võime elada usus.
And at the beginning of chapter 12,
ja peatüki 11. peatüki alguses,
we see that because Jesus is better,
me näeme, et kuna Jeesus on parem,
we have a huge crowd of witnesses.
Siis meil on suur pilv tunnistajaid.
And this crowd of witnesses,
ja see tunnistajate pilv,
we can strip off every weight that slows us down. We can take off the weight and the sin.
Me võime jätta maha patu koorma.
Because Jesus is better,
kuna Jeesus on parem,
we can run the race with endurance.
Siis me võime joosta oma võidujooksu kindlusega.
Because Jesus is better,
ja kuna Jeesus on parem,
we can experience holiness.
Siis me võime kogeda pühadust.
Through his loving discipline,
läbi tema armastava distsipliini.
We can listen to the one who is speaking.
Me võime kuulda teda, kes räägib.
We learn in chapter 12.
Peatükist 11 me õpime.
That we can receive a kingdom that is unshakable.
Et me võime vastu võtta kuningriigi, mis ei kõigu.
We can worship him with holy fear and awe.
Me võime ülistada teda püha hirmu ja austusega.
And it keeps on going.
Ja nii edasi.
The book of Hebrews.
Et see teema jätkub.
In chapter 13 we learn.
Ja peatükis 13 me õpime.
That because Jesus is better,
kuna Jeesus on parem,
we can love each other as brothers and sisters.
Me võime armastada üksteist nagu vennad ja õed.
We can show hospitality to strangers.
Me võime olla võõraste vastu külalislahked.
We can remember those in prison.
Me võime meeles pidada neid, kes on vanglas.
We can give honor in marriage.
Me võime austada abielu.
We can be free of the love of money.
Me võime olla vabad raha armastusest.
And be satisfied with what we have.
Ja olla rahul sellega, mis meil on.
Why?
Miks?
Because Jesus is better.
Sest Jeesus on parem.
Üks, kaks, kolm.
Jeesus on
he is
parem.
Better than the angels. He is better than the sacrifices.
Ta on parem kui ohvrid.
He is better than the old covenant.
Ta on parem kui vana leping.
He is better than Moses and the priests.
Ta on parem kui Mooses ja preestrid.
And he continues to be better.
Ja ta on jätkuvalt parem.
Amen. And he will forever be better.
Ta on igavesti parem.
Hebrews 13 and verse 8 says.
Hebrealastele 13 salm 8 ütleb.
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever.
Jeesus Kristus on see sama eile, täna ja igavesti.
There are some people from Northern Ireland here today.
Põhja-Iirimaalt on meil mõned külalised.
And I actually got the privilege to be their pastor for a short time.
Mul oli eesõigus mõnda aega olla nende pastor.
They had been a bigger church.
Nad on käinud suuremas koguduses.
And then there were some issues which happens.
Seal olid mõned teemad, mis juhtub vahel.
And then they were down to probably less than 10 people.
Ja siis oli neid ainult 10.
And we came in and I thought, what do you do?
Ja siis meie tulime ja mõtlesin, mis siis teha.
I don't know. So we started teaching a series.
Et me hakkasime õpetama seeriat.
That I think lasted 4 months.
Mis kestis 4 kuud.
On Jesus.
Jeesusest.
Why?
Miks?
Because when you don't know what to do.
Sest kui sa ei tea, mida teha.
You don't know where to turn.
Sa ei tea, kuhu pöörduda.
You don't know how things get better.
Sa ei tea, kuidas asjad saavad paremini.
Who do we look to?
Kelle poole me siis vaatame?
Jesus. Why?
Jeesuse poole.
Üks, kaks, kolm.
Jeesus on parem.
We had no money in the church.
Meil ei olnud raha koguduses.
So I bought some cardboard boxes.
Et ma ostsin mõned viisin mõned pappkastid.
I put them together and built a cardboard box wall.
Panin nad kokku ja ehitasin pappkastidest seina.
I got some white paint.
Võtsin valget värvi.
And it was terrible.
Ja see oli
awful.
Kohutav.
Because I painted it myself.
Sest ma värvisin ise selle üle.
But all I did was paint Jesus right across this sign.
Aga siis üle selle seina ma kirjutasin Jeesus.
And maybe the church was going to turn around.
Et võib-olla kogudus pöörs ringi.
And maybe it wasn't. Yeah, maybe the church was going to get better.
Et võib-olla kogudus läks paremaks.
And maybe it wasn't.
Või võib-olla mitte.
But whatever happened,
aga mis iganes juhtus,
we were going to fix our eyes on Jesus.
Me otsustasime, et me hoiame oma silmad Jeesusel.
Why? Because Jesus is better.
Miks sellepärast, et Jeesus on parem?
Jesus is better.
Jeesus on parem.
And praise God, he has done amazing things in that church.
Ja tänu Jumalale, ta on teinud imelisi asju selles koguduses.
But Jesus is better.
Aga Jeesus on parem.
We fix our eyes on him.
Me hoiame oma silmad tema peal.
So much better.
Ta on nii palju parem.
Than the good old days in the past.
Kui vanad head ajad.
Let me remind you, church.
Las ma tuletan teile meelde.
As we finish.
Kui me nüüd lõpetuseks.
Jesus is better than money.
Et Jeesus on parem kui raha.
He's better than new clothes and new cars.
Ta on parem kui uued riided või uued autod.
He's better than any friendship or relationship you could think of.
Ta on parem kui iga sõprus või suhe.
He's better than comfort and security.
Ta on parem kui mugavus ja kindlus.
Let me remind you today, church.
Ma tuletan teile täna meelde.
Praise God for his blessings.
Tänu Jumalale tema õnnistuste eest.
Praise God for the miracles and the healings.
Tänu Jumalale imede ja tervenemiste eest.
But even if we never
aga isegi kui me mitte kunagi
see another miracle or another healing.
Ei näe enam ühtegi ime või tervenemist.
Jesus is still better.
Siis ikkagi Jeesus on parem.
Any of his blessings.
Kui iga tema õnnistus.
Anything he can give us.
Kui ükskõik mis mõista võib meil anda.
Even if we see nothing else.
Isegi kui me ei näe mitte midagi muud enam.
We still have Jesus. Amen.
Siis meil ikkagi on Jeesus.
My wife is not wonderful because of her cooking.
Minu naine ei ole imeline oma küpsetamisoskuse tõttu.
Although her cooking is wonderful.
Kuigi tema küpsetamisoskus on väga hea.
She's not wonderful because her cleaning is wonderful.
Ta ei ole imeline sellepärast, et ta koristab hästi.
Or because her career is wonderful.
Või oma karjääri tõttu.
She's just wonderful because she's my wife.
Ta on lihtsalt imeline sellepärast, et ta on minu naine.
Because of who she is.
Sellepärast, kes ta on.
And it's the same with Jesus.
Ja Jeesusega on sama lugu.
He is not only wonderful because of what he can do for us.
Ta ei ole ainult imeline sellepärast, mis ta meie jaoks võib teha.
He already did the most amazing thing on the cross.
Ta juba tegi Kristil kõige parema asja.
He is wonderful because he is the Son of God.
Ta on imeline sellepärast, et ta on Jumala poeg.
1, 2, 3.
Jeesus on parem.
He is worthy of our worship and praise, isn't he, church?
Ta on väärt meie ülistust ja kiitust,
because of who he is.
Sellepärast, kes ta on.
Fix your eyes on him.
Hoia oma silmad tema peal.
Be amazed.
Ole hämmastuses.
Even if everything else is going wrong around you.
Isegi kui kõik asjad sinu ümber lähevad valesti.
Can I encourage you today?
Ma julgustan teid täna.
To give your life fully to him.
Anda oma elu täielikult talle.
To give your time fully to him.
Anda oma aeg talle täielikult.
To give your family fully to him.
Anda oma perekond talle.
To give your priorities fully to him.
Anda oma eesmärgid ja prioriteedid täielikult talle.
And right now,
ja nüüd,
we're going to give our worship.
Nüüd me ülistame.
Fully to him.
Anname oma ülistuse täielikult talle.
Because Jesus is better.
Sest Jeesus on parem.
He is better than anything else that can go through your mind right now.
Ta on parem kui ükskõik muu, millele sa mõtled.
He is better than any distraction in this room.
Ta on parem kui ükskõik millised
He is better than any wrong notes.
Segadused siin ruumis.
He's better than
parem kui iga vale
noot. Anything else. He is worthy.
Ta on väärt.
And I can't encourage you enough right now.
Ja ma julgustan teid.
To give your worship fully to him.
Anda oma ülistus täielikult talle.
Maybe you've never done that before.
Võibolla sa ei ole seda kunagi varem teinud.
Maybe you've never knelt before him.
Võibolla sa ei ole kunagi põlvitanud tema ette.
We do that because he asked for it in the Bible.
Me teeme seda, sest ta palus seda Biblis.
Maybe you've never lifted your hands.
Võibolla sa ei ole kunagi käsi tõstnud.
Maybe you've never shouted in his presence.
Võibolla sa ei ole kunagi hüüdnud või hõisanud tema ligiolus.
Maybe it's been a long time.
Võibolla on läinud mööda pikka aega.
Since you really worshipped him fully.
Sellest, kui sa teda viimati täielikult ülistasid.
I want to encourage you, church, this Easter.
Aga ma julgustan teid nüüd selle ülestuspüha ajal.
Jeesus on parem.
Jeesus on parem.
I'm going to pray and then we're going to worship.
Palvetan
Let's
ja
stand together.
Tõuseme koos.
Jesus, we love you.
Jeesus, me armastame sind.
And I thank you, God.
Ma tänan sind, Jumal.
That even as I look around this room today,
Et kui ma siin ruumis täna ringi vaatan,
even of the stories that I know,
need lood, mida mina tean,
thank you, Jesus,
tänu sulle, Jeesus,
for what you've done.
Et mis sa, sellest, mis sa oled teinud.
The stories of salvation all around this room.
Kõik need pääste lood siin, siin ruumis.
Of how you took people's lives.
Kuidas sa võtsid inimeste elud.
How you took their families.
Kuidas sa võtsid nende perekonnad.
And you saved them.
Ja sa päästsid nad.
And transformed them.
Ja muutsid nad.
Of how you're rewriting the stories.
Kuidas sa kirjutad ümber nende lood.
In the generations.
Ja põlvkonnad.
In Estonia.
Eestis.
We praise you, Jesus.
Me täname sind, Jeesus.
For your glory.
Sinu auest.
In Jesus' name.
Jeesuse nimel.
Amen. Let's worship together.
Ülistame.